Winners of this weekend's college basketball tournaments for women and men could have as much to do with uniforms as talent. A new study says historically, winning teams wear vibrant reds, oranges, or maroons. Commentator Frank DeFord is nostalgic for the days when appearance didn't matter in sports.
Remember when athletes were humdrum dressers, seersucker types? On those occasions when they had to attend black tie award dinners, they invariably looked uncomfortable in such fancy rented duds. Now you see athletes in wild ersatz tuxedos that not even the tackiest movie people wear to the Oscars. Apparently, since athletes are required to wear uniforms where everybody has to dress the same, when they're in mufti, they go out of their way to be different. Nowadays, they only wear regular suits and ties when they are in a courtroom on trial. Oh well, let's get another huge screaming tattoo. There's space yet available on my left thigh. If ever the admonition of less is more has been ignored, it is with athletes and tattoos. Modern athletes like monstrous tattoos so much that some of them have already broached the idea of making their bodies into billboards, endorsing products. But more than garish clothes and oversized tattoos, the stadium and arena peacocks cannot say no to jewelry. Not just your zircons, not your bijoux. Hey, diamonds are a player's best friend. Next to himself. These guys are modern-day Midases. Every dollar they touch turns to gold, or platinum, or rubies, or pearls. For your necklaces, your bracelets, your body part accessories. A man traditionally gives jewelry to the woman he loves so the woman will be prettier and adore him more. Now an athlete cuts out the middle woman and just gives jewelry to the man he loves so he can be prettier and adore himself more, and more, and more. Both Bill Romanowski, then of the Broncos, and Jalen Rose, then of the Pacers, have had jewelry worth $250,000 stolen from them as they traveled. The other evening, Charles Oakley of the Chicago Bulls left a measly $50,000 worth of valuables in a Gucci bag in a limo while he partied. Clever thieves then made off with Mr. Oakley's precious ornaments while he was otherwise engaged. Now here is what was in the Gucci bag. One $30,000 watch, one $16,000 watch, one couple $1,000s DVD player, and three cell phones of indeterminate value. Question number one, who needs to carry three cell phones at a time? Question number two, who needs two watches at a time? Question number 2A. If you have a watch with you, what is the point unless it is on your wrist so that said owner might glance at it and tell the time? Oh well, as Mr. Oakley sighed about the inconvenience of the robbery, this is everyday life. Jewelry in this everyday life has become so important to athletes that they no longer refer to winning a championship. No, it is winning a ring. A championship cannot be seen. Ah, but the ring is an opaque object which allows you to literally wear victory. It has come to mean more than the thing it stands for. And of course, all championship sports rings are gargantuan, conspicuous by their tastelessness. They are the size of cantaloupes, so big that soon even football players will not have fingers large enough to hold them. It's almost time for the first championship tiara.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.